From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. Top of the morning to you. Today we have later in the show and part of the beginning of the show, we have two special guests of mine. One, you know, Stevie G. Life coaching with Stevie G. Stevie's in the studio with us today. He's going to be partaking the basically the whole show with us today. But then we're going to do a segment that'll be on the show, and that'll be also podcasted and YouTubed of Life Coaching with Stevie G. We're going to talk about fear today, and we all have fear in some part of our life. It might be at work. It might be just anxieties, I guess, is the best way to put it. So that's what we're going to talk about with Stevie G on that episode portion of today's show. Also, I have Jason Nobles here with me. He is on the Frio team, and he is the FHA guru. When somebody calls in, just so you know, if you call in, we pride ourselves that when you call in, it's personal. Most of the time you do talk to me, probably 99% of the time. But if I'm not there, if I'm at the radio or with a client, it'll go to Jason or one of the other team members because, you know, basically we want to make sure your answers or your questions are answered right then and there. But they still come to me with these applications. And mostly, you know, in most cases, I'm going to be the one calling you back and going through what we figured out and the best program for you. So welcome, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
So here's what I want to start the show with. I want to start right now with all the stuff going on in the Middle East. And the reason being is, you know, I always say about this show, when I started the show, I wanted to make it pertinent to somebody listening, not a generic stroke of, okay, the Dow's up four. If you don't have any money in the stock market, do you really care that Dow's up whatever? What's happening right now, though, is I predicted, if you follow me on YouTube, with the bombings in Iran, and you can go back to the beginning of the week, is if you think of the uncertainties in the world, you're probably most likely thinking that a couple things are going to happen. The stock market's going to drop, which that's, you know, we have issues of that in the past, and that's proven. When there's uncertainty in the world, such as the bombings and such as the threats, usually the stock market plummets. And then people take that money from out of the stock markets and they put it in the bond market, thus pushing down interest rates. So this week we didn't see that, which is weird. And so I don't know if somebody knows something I don't know, but that's just weird. So right now what I did is, you know, interest rates actually jumped up during the week. So if you're a realtor out there, you're a mortgage loan officer, you're a mortgage advisor, you're a home buyer, or you're looking to refinance, rates went up. So if you got a quote prior to, you know, be careful of that. So Jay, let's start on with us. Just do a little intro, who you are, what you do for the team and all that. And just basically, who are you? And when they call you, they can get a feel for, okay, that's Jason.
Definitely. I'm Jason Nobles, mortgage loan officer. I work with the Frio team and we've been, kicking butt. I handle a lot of the FHA loans that do come in. So borrowers that come in and are looking for financing and don't necessarily meet the guidelines of a conventional borrower, we'll go over the FHA guidelines and just see if that's something that we can make happen for them.
Cool. So what we're going to do in the second segment, so don't go away, guys, is we're going to talk specifics.
Okay.
No, because the FHA has a bad stigma.
Sure.
Soon as a lot of times, I don't know, if you probably have it happen. People call and I'm like, you know, most likely we're going to look at the FHA program. Oh, I don't want FHA loan.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of loan.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about,
there's nothing wrong with it. Get you in the house.
I mean, many times it's going to, and you'll elaborate on this, yeah, it might get you into the house with a lower rate,
yep,
lower down payment. There's a whole bunch of pieces of that puzzle.
Yep.
And then we all know the man, the legend, Stevie G.
Yeah.
What's up,
baby?
Steve? Happy 2020, Buster.
Yeah. Great.
I see him every day, but yep, but usually it's kind of in passing because he'll have somebody in his office.
Yeah.
They're doing training. Tell him again what you do for the team. Yeah. And Steve is a great guy. He actually coordinates a lot of our realtor partnerships. And he does, if you deal with the Frio team, he's on the team and he will train any realtor I'll pick up the cost. I promise you. So if you're a realtor out there and you want to take your business to the next level in 2020, give us a call. We all need coaching. So that's all I can say. I go to Jason every day probably and have FHA questions. There's other people that you're going to meet on our team in the upcoming weeks, because every week we're going to have, it's either going to be Tuesdays or Thursdays, we're going to have a member of the team, and they're going to talk about specifically what they specialize in, be it FHA, jumbo, reverses, any kind of USDA, any kind of mortgage programs. But Stevie G is the man. He's our trainer. He also trains loan officers. But his big role is to train realtors, because the better you are and the more sales you have and the more people we put in the homes, hopefully you reciprocate and we get that business and help you partner to get these people into homes. Welcome, Steve.
Yeah.
Tell them about you.
Hey,
we had you on one show prior to,
yep.
And now you're going to be a weekly guest on Wednesday's Life Coaching with Stevie G.
Yeah, well, I just want to say I'm very honored today because Mr. Jay Nobles is with us.
The man.
So, you know.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of screwed up, though, and I didn't really tell you much about myself.
We'll get into it. By the end of the show, they'll get to know you, and you're going to be on probably every 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Perfect.
Just talking about, what happened, we're going to talk about clients who called in and said, I don't want FHA, but how it benefited them more than any other program that we have.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Steve, what do you do when you coach? Let's start with that real quick.
It was kind of funny on Good Morning America the Today Show.
Yeah.
They were talking about people making transitions in their life between 55 and 65 years old. And the one woman said, I became a coach because I wanted to share my experiences with people and to help them.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I'm at, right? 58, 30 years in the real estate industry, from real estate to mortgages. Been in the boxing business, been in the moving business, restaurants. So I'm going to share with you my ups and downs. Been rich twice, been broke twice.
You're a jack of all trades.
That's what I want the show to be about, because even Jason and I were talking yesterday about, and we'll reiterate this a little bit. A lot of times we place somebody with an FHA loan because of their credit scores.
Yeah.
Dude, my credit scores aren't in the 800s.
No.
And I even kind of coach people through credit repair and credit, CACs and all this other stuff to get credit scores up there. But you might have some blips in the radar, and we'll go over this in the next segment, that's there that you just, you can't get around it. So let's focus right now. Here's what's you guys' take on, for whatever you have, on the Iran situation. What do you know about it? And, what do you think is going to happen in the next couple days, the next week or two? Any input?
Honestly, I think that with every cause, there's an effect. So, we see us bomb, they bomb. Us bomb. It's just kind of like anything in life. You hit me, I hit you back.
Yeah, I was surprised when Trump came back and said, we're just going to jack up the tariffs.
Economic sanctions.
Yeah, the sanctions. He put sanctions on them, and he tightened the screws on that, and that'll help, but... situations. But I think it shocked the market, because what should have happened is everything should have plummeted.
Yeah, typically.
And then you see the stock market go up 200 points the day of the bombing. It's like, what? So, that's one piece of the economy.
Is it bad that we as mortgage loan officers see war and we say to ourselves, man, the rates are going to come down? And we start rubbing my hands together.
I have a tendency, I post every day on YouTube.
Yep.
So those are out there that are watching everything. All these shows are on YouTube. They're on podcasts, and they're on, basically everything else. I'm always reluctant to say, kind of like you just said, great, we just bombed somebody or somebody just bombed us. And I hate to say it that way.
But hey, Dan, don't we do
the
good?
The uncertainties.
So the real estate industry does good, or the mortgage industry, whether rates are low or right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, people make money in the stock market. They want to do something with it.
Yeah.
So we're really in a win-win situation, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is as rates keep going lower and lower and lower, I don't know how many refinances we do a month, and we save people $200-$400 a month.
Helps everybody.
And pay off some bills.
I get three, four, five calls a day at least.
It's crazy. So, you know, if you hear us cheering about, you know, the Iran situation or whatever, please don't take offense to it. We're not, you know, I don't want the country to be at war. I don't want our men and women to be in harm's way. I don't want any deaths anywhere.
No.
But on our side of the equation, it's, you know, here's the best way for me to describe the markets. Okay. You have X amount of money to invest. Okay. There's two buckets you can invest in. One is the stock market. And one is the bond market. And part of the bond market is what they call mortgage-backed securities. Those actually create the bonds, or those are the bonds that actually determine mortgage rates. So the economy is booming, booming, booming. What are you doing? Well, your bond yields are about 2, 3%, say. Your stock market, I think the S&P 500, I saw a study of this. It was up over 20, 25% last year.
Mm-hmm.
So do you invest in the stock market and get your 20% returns? And that's not typical, but, you know, right now. Or do you buy a bond at, you know, 2%? Obviously, if the economy is going good and everything's cranking and there's euphoria in the markets, you're going to buy, and you're going to put money in the bucket of the stock market. So thus, you're pulling money out of the bond market. You have those two instruments to pay to do your investments. So as you pull money out of the bond market, you're bringing down the prices of the bonds, because they're trying to attract more people. As the price of the bonds go down, the interest rates go up. Okay, so what happens, though, is you have uncertainties in the market. You have Iran bomb us. You have other things, Brexit, all this other stuff, the you know, tariff wars with China. That creates uncertainty in the stock market. So people are like, you know what? I don't want to lose money. I'd rather get my 1, 2, 3, 4% yield in bonds. So I pull money out of the stock market and I start buying the bond markets.
Right.
Thus, raising the prices of the bonds, because there's only so many bonds. As you buy it and the demand goes up, the prices go up. Thus, inversely, interest rates or those yields go down. So as money pumps into the bond market, yields are coming down. Thus, mortgage rates are coming down. So with the uncertainties in the market, that's what I'm trying to explain with the bombing and the you know, the tariff wars and the China situation and the Brexit stuff. There's uncertainty in the world, and especially as we saw this week with the bombing in Iraq. You're thinking, well, everybody's going to dump out of stocks, put all that money into bonds, thus making the stock market go down, bond prices go up, and yields and mortgage yields come down. So don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jason further in detail on what FHA is and the misconceptions of FHA. So don't go away. Even if you don't need an FHA loan, you might know somebody you can give them some advice on. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Friel.
Flash alerts! FHA loans aren't bad, and they're not for people that have junk credit. So, welcome back to the Mortgage Update. I am Dan Friel. I am here with two friends of mine, and they're on the Friel team, Jason Noble and Stevie G.
What's up, Danny boy?
How we doing?
So, FHA loans. I get this a lot. Somebody will call and say, I don't know if I can get a pre-approved for a loan, but we typically have somebody looking to buy.
Right.
They want to go with the lowest down payment.
Always.
Many people are strapped in their budgeting, and we in the business call it a debt ratio.
Right.
And we'll explain that here in a minute. But Jay, tell us, I guess just generically at first, mm-hmm. what is an FHA loan basically? And then let's go down the path of why would you place somebody FHA versus a conventional loan or whatever. So again, don't turn the dial, because this information might not affect you today, but it might affect you down the road, and or your kids, your nephews, aunt, uncle, coworkers. If you can provide any information to them, educational information, that's what the whole show's about. You know, what's in it for you and those in your sphere? So go ahead, Jay.
So an FHA loan, and what it basically is this a loan that is backed by the federal government. And what they allow you to do is to, in certain scenarios, you can do a lot less down, like you just touched on. A lot of times I'll deal with borrowers who have not bad credit, but just not so great credit, you know. So we might have to look at a two-step process is how I sell it. I'll sell them an FHA loan with the idea that we're obviously going to do this for a short term, and then we'll go into a conventional loan once you qualify at that point in time. There's a few different details that go into FHA and whether or not somebody is a borrower that would be what we consider a FHA borrower. The scores, I mean, a lot of times you'll see borrowers, I'll talk to people every day and they're like, oh, well, I don't think my credit qualifies me for an FHA loan, or I don't know if I can.
Or
for any loan, to be honest with you. Yeah. And so I'll look at the whole scenario, and, you know, typically what I'll see is, you know, borrowers, they do have a couple bucks and they want to just try to get into the home. So that's what I try to sell, is like, this is an idea. This is what's going to get you into the home. Now, FHA loans, one thing that separates them from anything else is that they do have mortgage insurance. An FHA loan with mortgage insurance, basically what that means is you're paying in addition to your mortgage payment, you're paying an additional premium that would basically, what's the best term I can use for it? Your loan.
Yeah, insure. So what an FHA loan does, the government actually backs your loan. It's the biggest benefit, honestly, is to the lenders, us.
Right.
It insures us of default. So, you know, if you don't put down 20% on any loan, you have what's called PMI.
Right.
So what's the minimum credit score for an FHA loan and then the minimum credit score for a conventional loan?
580 minimum credit score on an FHA loan, 620 unconventional. So
got it. So many times what we do is even if you have a 620 credit score and you can qualify for a conventional loan, the rate's terrible.
Right.
I mean, it's terrible.
It's horrible.
So we can go with an FHA loan and pick up the pieces there and get you a much lower rate.
Right.
So when they underwrite it, they look at somebody with a loan. Why do I mean, you will go to them because it's better underwriting standards. Is it harder to go conventional than it is FHA?
No. Well, you can answer
It's not
that.
Necessarily harder to go conventional. There are obviously requirements for conventional that a lot of borrowers that are going FHA don't qualify for okay. instance. Credit scores, like we just covered. An FHA borrower's got a 580 score. Typically, they're going to think that they're out of the box. Whereas, you know, obviously they're not a 620, but we can get them in the home with that 580 score, minimal money down.
So the FICO scores, you only have to be at a 580?
Yeah.
Correct.
And here's why. I won't say they're loose guidelines like subprime used to be, and everybody's like, oh, man, those standards are back again. The economy's going to crash. You're paying, well, the government actually is subsidizing a lot of this to ensure that mortgage, you know, that mortgage, so if it, in case it defaults, okay? So if the mortgage defaults, the HUD comes in and basically makes the lender whole.
Okay.
And this might be a whole nother show on when the crash happened. The banks weren't as hard off as you think on mortgages. So that's a whole nother area. So down payment.
Yes.
Your down payment in many cases is lower.
A lot less. 3.5% down payment on FHA. And I can go into this. There's a couple of different ways. You know, Dan, we can go into this a couple of different ways with regards to conventional. I mean, you've got 3% down, you've got 5% down.
Right.
It all depends upon, you know, what you qualified for. But yeah, FHA typically 3.5% down.
But the cool thing is, too, in FHA, it can be a 1, 2, 3, 4 unit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As you move up that chart on conventional, it's more and more and more money that you need as a down payment.
Right.
So here's the area that I see a lot. I'll have somebody call me and they're like, I had a bankruptcy a couple of years ago, but my credit score is phenomenal.
Right.
Many times I don't get that part of it, you know, and you've been doing this long enough. The credit scoring system is really weird.
Yeah, it is.
But most of the time we place somebody in FHA is they either had a bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Or a foreclosure.
Yep.
What's the difference in the time durations of the FHA programs versus the conventional programs?
So for FHA, anyone that's had a bankruptcy Chapter 7, it's typically a 2-year from the discharge date, whereas with conventional, you're looking at 4 years. So that in and of itself is a big difference. In regards to the foreclosures, you're looking at about 3 years. You're looking at exactly 3 years, excuse me.
Got it. Okay.
For FHA. Whereas you look at 7 years on a conventional loan. So
I don't know, but you look around the table here and we have a pretty big sphere of influence in family and friends and who we know.
Yes.
How many people do you guys know that are not fault of their own, but they went through a bankruptcy, you know, in the last 10 years?
Stuff happens.
A lot.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people. So, you know, again, we don't want to say the FHA program is for those that are just deadbeats.
No, it's not.
That's
the case
not
whatsoever.
The case.
No,
you have to. There's a lot of things that you have to meet to get into an FHA program. Here's one thing, and this is an area that a lot of people start to say, well, you're getting back into those stupid loans or stupid underwriting. The debt ratios. Yeah. Explain what a debt ratio is and how high can you go in conventional and still get approved? And then how high can you go on an FHA loan and get approved? And again, remember, these are government backed. The government's not trying to put bad people into the housing market to have the housing market crash. Right. They're trying to help. And they really are. So debt ratios, explain what a debt ratio is.
So debt ratio basically is, now I can go into a whole spiel on ratios and things of that nature. So I'm going to give you the Cliff's Notes version of what that means. So what you're looking at with your debt ratios is it's your total debts plus your proposed mortgage payment divided by your total gross income. And what gross is that's your total income that you're receiving before your check is written. So you'll see your gross income, say it's $2,000, subtract out whatever your taxes are and whatnot. And that's what your net check is going to be, which is what you would then deposit into your bank. People always have that question.
A lot of times when you're talking, and I know you do this, a lot of times when you're talking to somebody, they'll forget to tell you some debt.
Yes.
Here's probably the best way to find out all the debts that you have, just so you're not missing anything, because you might think of, I didn't think of that. That could have a big effect on your, especially if you're getting pre-approved to buy a home.
Yes.
Go to creditscoresandmore.com. It's plural. Creditscoresandmore.com. It's a website I created. And the reason why I created it is exactly this. Is to help people with their credit. Because if Jason and I can't help you buy a house, probably two reasons. One, you don't have the income to support a house payment. Or two, you don't have the credit. So I can't help you with the income. I can help you with the credit. So go to creditscoresandmore.com. But that was a great explanation. So we take that, all your debts, divided by your gross monthly income, and that's before the government and the state takes away from you.
Right.
You divide those out. What ratio can you go on a conventional loan versus an FHA loan?
50% conventional and 55% FHA.
Got it. So that's why if somebody's debt ratio is 52, 3, 4, right. You cannot get a conventional loan.
Right.
So we're automatically going to take you to an FHA loan. Again, we're not saying that that's a bad loan. It's a loan that can very much help you.
Right.
So what is kind of the perfect picture of who is an FHA candidate?
Anybody, honestly. I don't want to paint a picture and put them in a box, because that's not the case. Anybody can get an FHA loan. Anybody can. There's no specific type of person that qualifies for an FHA loan. There's no specific class of person that qualifies for an FHA loan. It's all based upon, like, the things we were just discussing. Obviously, your credit scores, the amount of money that you have to put down, prior credit history, whether or not you had a bankruptcy or foreclosure in your past and things of that nature. You don't allow that stuff to beat you up. I mean, you still want to finance yourself and get out of a place where you're renting for $2,000 a month or whatever the case may be. Give us a call and we'll be more than happy to see what we can do.
And that's
why
we're still old school.
Yeah.
I highly suggest, even when somebody applies online, you know this.
100%.
We both get those leads.
Yep.
And one of us is on the phone or trying to get you on the phone immediately. I hate the online systems because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And that's what we do. That's why I consider us your mortgage advisor. Not just a loan officer. I don't want you going online and just going plugging in your stuff, getting a pre-approval in 30 seconds, and then trying to take that to the bank. I can guarantee you, you're probably going to run into some issues there.
100%.
So when we come back, we're going to have this week's episode of Life Coaching with Stevie G. And today what I want to talk to Steve about is fear. I still have fears of sales in the mortgage business, and I've done this over 31 years. So don't go away. We're going to be back with Stevie G.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
We're back with Stevie G. So, that's a great intro.
Yeah.
And ain't no stopping us now.
Yeah.
Steve, I've been doing mortgages. I've known you a long time, and I've been doing mortgages for 31 years.
Yeah.
Here's what freaks me out. This freaks me out. Picking up the phone and trying to cold call somebody. It gives me the heebie-jeebies, dude.
It does. What's that about rejection then? What is it?
Yeah. I have fear of rejection. Okay. And you could tell because I've dated my wife since I was 15. I've been married for 30 years because she was the first one that said yeah, and I didn't want to let her go. I have fear of rejection. I know part of your training, and I come to you for training.
Yep.
And mine isn't the mortgage stuff. Mine is like life stuff. Yeah, some things freak me out.
Yeah, so a lot of what we do or I do for us at Parkside Lending, again, I work for them, but I do life coaching. It first has to start with your life, right? Before we can talk about business coaching and getting into your sales stuff. But here's what I want you to do when you think you're getting on the phone, Dan. You got to replace fear with faith, right? Yeah. So you got to believe something good's got to come out of it. And then you just got to plow through it sometimes, right?
What's the acronym you have for fear?
Fear is false evidence appearing real.
Got it.
So there is no real fear in something like that, the rejection, right?
Yeah.
They're not rejecting you personally. They're just rejecting what you might have to say or want to offer or anything like that. They're rejecting that, maybe that pitch, that sales pitch that you're going to do. So remember, false evidence appearing real. Now, there is some real fear, right? Yeah. You got to be careful.
Sure.
But not when it comes to making that sales call. And, you know, it's kind of interesting watching you on the radio. You got a lot of self-confidence.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're picking up the radio and you're making those cold calls, what it really is maybe hard in the beginning, right? When you started radio, you were a little unsure.
Sure.
Then it just got easier after, what is it, 15 years, 12 years here?
12 or 13, yeah.
Long time.
Right.
So Jay, do you have fear of...
Nothing. I'm not afraid of anything.
Afraid of something. So you're...
Because you got a lot of faith.
Yes. You are... He does a lot of the cold call. I guess we don't really cold call, but he does a lot of the intro calls for me on a lot of things. Cause you're relentless, and that's what I love about you and I wish I was like that. I just don't, I can't. And it drives me nuts. So if you're out there, you have a fear of something. So let's say you're out there, you don't have a sales job, so you don't have to call people, but you have to deal with either people at work. You have to deal with your boss. You have to deal with somebody at some point. Do you have fear with that? So what is your approach on how to get rid of that fear? I mean, some fear is needed. You know, if you're in the woods and you see a bear, you should be afraid and run.
Do something.
But other things, just like calling somebody on the phone or just approaching your boss with a question or just basic stuff.
Yeah.
How do you get people through that?
So one of the things that I say is this, there's a phrase that goes out there like this. As soon as you get in a fearful situation like cold calling or don't want to do something with somebody, ask yourself the question, what would I do if I was 10 times bolder?
Okay.
And so you'd go, I'd do it. I would just do it, right? So I've experienced it when I didn't make the right calls or I had something that was wrong. I asked myself the question this, what would I do if I was 10 times bolder? Yeah. I picked up that phone. I looked at my goals. You got to bust through it at some point. So your fear is this, you know, at some point you just got to do it and try it.
The people that you coach, is there a specific fear that is a common denominator?
Yeah, it's the same fear that you have. They don't want to call. They're afraid to do something. They're afraid to ask the customer, let's call it a realtor, ask the right questions because they may lose the deal and they may run.
How about just in life general? Let's say somebody's listening and they're not a realtor. They're not in sales, but they have, you know, they work a normal job. My dad worked in the steel mills, but he had employees. He had a boss. He had union stewards. He had this. Then he had to come home to my mom.
So yeah,
that might be fearful some days. So is there a common denominator that you see with people in life? You know, is it financials?
Well, with people in life, what we try to do is set up, Dan, is we ask people, even with not in sales, do you have goals?
Okay.
You know, one of the things I'm working on now is really cool. Couples goal setting.
Okay.
Right. So it takes the fear out of stuff if you know where you're headed. You know, so there's no fear if you're determined and you know what you want to do in life. And one of the ways, they say, like, I don't know. I think the number is 90% of people don't have goals set up.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So
I see
right,
that.
Right, Dan?
Yeah.
I'm a goal-driven person. I know exactly what I want. I take risk. And do I fear things? I'll tell you this. Back 2005 and 2000, I feared being broke and I feared being alone. Well, yeah. I went through a divorce and I was alone. Yeah. So I don't fear that anymore. And then right. I was broke and I'm not gotcha. Fearful anymore.
Got it.
Because I replaced that with faith.
Okay.
Right.
You have those realtors out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, I know that this episode is fear, but when yeah. somebody initially comes in, you sit down and it's like you go to the doctors and they check your ears and they check your nose and they check your mouth and they check your temperature. How do you check out yeah. the person to get the basics well, to say, okay, now here's where we're going to start?
Coaching is all by asking the right questions.
Got it. Okay.
And so when they come in, I ask them what they want to do with the coaching and where they want to go with it. And what do you need most out of me? Because I'm there to listen and help them get through. So it's always better to have someone on their side
yeah.
to get them through. So you know what people say most realtors say? I need accountability.
I get that too yeah. from a lot of the salespeople. Yeah. Hey, if you're out there and you're listening and you got a question for myself, Jason, or Steve, please give us a call. 833-DAN-FRIO. And FRIO is FRIO. So that's 833-DAN-FRIO. Leave a message. We can play your information on a later episode. So you might be on the radio
yeah.
one day or another. So thanks. But please call in. So.
Yep. So they want, you know, most of the realtors and loan officers, accountability is a big factor.
Okay.
Why? Because then you have to answer to somebody and you have, because in the real estate, in the mortgage industry, there's really no one watching you, right? In the real estate industry, you're 1099. You're an independent contractor.
You got to manage yourself.
Yeah, you got to manage yourself. And sometimes that's hard. So what we do is we go ahead and give you ideas and we help you get through those things. We set you up on a business plan that takes away fear, right? Because you know what you're going to do every day. Same thing with the mortgage people.
Got it.
But just in life, it's important to have somebody to talk to and find out what your direction is.
Here's another part of my life that kind of gets me. Our financials. I managed our financials for years. And then finally, I almost had a nervous breakdown and a heart attack. And I'm like, I give it to my wife and I'm like, please, I don't even want to know anything. Yeah, I know we have enough money to pay the bills.
Right.
But it would freak me out because I have at one point two kids in college. I had three kids. One's in college, still in college. You know, you're trying to save for retirement. You're trying to do this. Every month, something happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of people have financial fears?
Yeah. So one of the things that I do, I'm being certified as a business coach through a top real estate company. They have a business coaching thing. And one of the things that we talked about, the first thing that we went through was if you're a business person and we're trying to coach a company or a realtor or a loan officer is this. Do you know your numbers? Let's take a look at your taxes. And the first thing, because people are like, we're not making enough money, right? Something's wrong. Well, you got to look at where you're spending, right?
Right.
Or what you're bringing in. It can't be over. So that's very, very key in coaching. I'm not a tax accountant. That's not what I do. But we look and we take a look at that. Do you know your numbers? Got to know your numbers. And with the numbers moving, talking about taxes and what you're spending and so on, what you're talking about. What are you doing to bring in more money, too?
Yeah, that's tough. Even what I was saying in one of the previous episodes was, you know, the two main reasons why we can't help people buy a home. Income, credit.
Yeah.
It's hard to make more money.
Hey, Dan, think of this. And Jay, think of this. Here's how I put it. CIA. Here's what you need when you're getting a loan. Credit. Income assets.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Right? I know this segment was kind of all over the board. The intention was to talk about fear, but truly what we're trying to do as well is we're trying to get at least crack you guys listening to say, you know, if you're listening on the radio, call us. Try to set up an appointment. You know, talk with Steve. If you're a realtor, we'd love to talk to you. I'll pay the cost for Steve. Steve, there's a consulting fee that he charges per month for most. If you're a realtor out there and want to join the FRIO team as a you know, like a partner that we can work together in marketing and help take your business to the next level, I'll pay the cost of your training. It could be for you. If you're a broker owner and you have multiple realtors in the office, I'll pay for the whole staff to get trained on a weekly basis. So that's my skin in the game on this. Jason's on the team. So, you know, the more business that, you know, you sell more homes, we do more business and my team can handle it. So, oh, yeah. Jay, you got to have a fear. It might be calling. It might be working out. It might be your financials.
For
it
those
might
that be... you don't see me, I have 22-inch arms.
He does, though.
He's actually a bodybuilder.
Is that 22?
So, yeah, he's a big fella.
Okay.
But so, you know, I mean, there's got to be something there that just, you know, we...
You know what I would say?
Take down the curtain, and you got
what
it
is for me. And it's not about taking down the curtain. I think I'm pretty vocal in regards to what I'm afraid of. But I think it would probably be, I'm not afraid of it, but I'm less comfortable walking into realtor offices and just saying, I'm here.
So it'd be like somebody out there that's, you think you deserve a raise.
Right.
And you want to go approach your boss or your supervisor saying, I need a raise. So all this doesn't have to be revolved around the real estate business.
Right.
That's what it's a mortgage update with Dan Frio. Right. But what we're trying to do is every Wednesday, we're going to try to pick Steve's brain about helping us as people, as salespeople, as realtors, as mortgage people, anybody out there with your finances, just having the courage and the faith to take your life to the next level. So when we come back, this week's show is basically mortgages and credit. It is the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and we usually have a special guest like a congressman or somebody, an attorney or a real estate person or a tax accountant. This week we're trying to discuss mortgages and credit because the season's coming upon us that a lot of people are going to start buying homes, and 2020 should be a huge year for people buying homes. Oh, yeah. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Oh, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you got questions for us, please call 833-DAN-FRIO. And Frio is F-R-I-O. So we just got done with a segment with Stevie G and talking about fear. And what I want to do in this future episodes is any topic that we have, we're going to kind of really microscope that thing and drill down on it. Today, the fear thing is, I apologize, I kind of took over that section, just asking him things specifically for me or, you know, other things like that. But the fear is, here's one of the reasons why I think, and we're in the mortgage business, this is Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, a lot of people continue to rent because why? Jay?
A number of reasons. You know, they might have had a bankruptcy. And they're like, man, I know I can't qualify for a home. So let me...
Fear getting turned down.
Yeah, let me just continue to rent and I'll figure it out next year.
How many phone calls you get a week they're just like, I know I'm probably wasting your time.
Oh, my
God.
And you know what? Those are the best calls because I'll take the time that people haven't taken with them.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll see what it is. And whether I can help them today or 5-6 months from now, I've started that relationship.
Yeah.
We started a relationship, and I didn't just brush them under the rug and say, I can't help you.
The coolest thing
I get quite a few.
Is when you get that client who they had no intentions of hearing.
That's the best.
You're pre-approved.
That's the best.
I don't know how many
times
I've had.
They fall off their chair,
yes. Dan. I had one lady, she was crying.
Yeah.
And let me go back one second. Here's something you said, and here's something I always say. I had one lady, and this sticks out, and it was probably 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. After my conversation with me, I turned her down. Mm-hmm. She thanked me.
Yeah.
Why? You listened.
Yep.
She's like, you listened to me. Most of the time, as soon as I start telling the person about my situation, the next thing they are, can't help you, sorry,
I hear
click.
That every day.
We listen, okay? That's the one thing I make sure that we all do on the team. We listen. If we can't help you today, we'll give you a path.
Yep.
You know, we can set you up maybe with a credit repair company. We can set you on maybe looking at a down payment assistance program. Maybe, you know, just at least give you the advice, the counseling, the knowledge of how to get to that next level. So don't be afraid. If you really want to try to buy a home in 2020, give us a call. The way to get us for the mortgage part of things is 844-775-LOAN. And loan number-wise is 5626. Or go to windmortgage.com and just click the apply button. One of us will get back to you. Normally it's me. But we'll get back with you. Probably don't be surprised if it's not instantaneously. Yeah. So we have that. We have a client, Jay, and they call up and they, you know, they had a bankruptcy 4 years ago. They had a short sale 5 years ago, and they're on their job a year and a half. And they're, you know, their bills are paid, but they're kind of maxed out on some credit cards. Mm-hmm. But the credit cards aren't much.
Right.
You probably get that call all the time.
Quite a bit.
When you're talking to that client, they first call you and they're like, okay, Jay, we'll just mock this thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jay, my name's Dan Frio, and you probably can't help me. I had a bankruptcy 5 years ago.
Okay.
I had a short sale 5 years ago at the time of the bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. I just got a new job. I've been part-time all this time. Now I finally got my life together.
Okay.
I'm a full-time job for a year and a half.
Okay.
I have no clue what my credit scores are, but I do have about $6,000-$7,000 down.
Right.
But I really want to buy a house.
Gotcha. Great. I'm glad you're taking the time to actually apply with us. So I think my next step would be as far as getting their income information, pulling credit for them. Obviously, I want to see what their debt-to-income ratios are, things of that nature. And then more than likely, from the scenario you just gave me, I'd probably be calling that person back to tell them that they're pre-approved.
That's cool. So just to pull back the curtain, we'll explain to you how all this works behind the scenes. So what freaks me out, what freaks out a lot of realtors, and we have them on our show all the time, is when they get a loan or they get a pre-approved from those online...
Yeah.
Places that shoot you to the moon and all those places. And they're like, oh yeah, I went there and I got pre-approved in 30 seconds.
Oh.
And, you know, here's my pre-approval.
Yeah.
The realtors are many times, they'll accept it, kind of. But, you know, probably half the time those fall out.
Yeah.
So here's what we all do behind the scenes. Jay said, you know, he'll pull your credit, check your debt ratios and all that other stuff. But let me pull the screen back or the curtain back and just explain kind of the process, just so you know what we do on our end. We get all the information from you. We plug that information into a computer. And everybody does this. We do it. Guaranteed Rate does it. Quicken does it. Wells Fargo does it. Citibank does it. Bank of America does it. Everybody does it. We pull your credit. We have to. Yes, it is a hard pull. And you probably get that all the time, too. Is that a hard pull?
One-time thing.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, how much is that going to affect my credit score?
It's not.
Very rarely is it going to really affect
unless
you
had
much.
12 outfits pulling it the same day, it's not going to change your score.
Yeah. So we take that data and we pull your credit, and then we upload that data into two entities. Or you can just pick one if you want, but we all do it. We do both entities. It's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Okay. You've heard of one or both of them. It's not Fannie Mae Candy. It's Fannie Mae. So that we push that data up into their system. But you got to know the junk in, if we have junk in, your approval is going to be junk.
Yeah.
Meaning, is your income correct? That's why I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Do we have all of your credit there?
And if I could just interject,
sure.
I try to do the most, and that's probably one of my biggest pet peeves and one of my biggest reasons for success in this is that I try to get as much info as I can on that application to where, I mean, I've got when I've sent a call to someone to say you're pre-approved, I mean, that's been pre-underwritten basically.
Right.
So that's a big step in the process. You know,
if we have
saying?
Time, right, and I'll explain just the ending of this part, but talk to them a difference about pre-qualifying and pre-approvals.
Gotcha.
So we take that data and Jay takes a phenomenal, he probably takes the best application of all of us. Mine is usually a conversation I have with you. I sketch down the data that I need, but I don't go in detail. He'll usually follow up with you and fill in the blanks that I might have missed. We upload that data into Fannie Mae and or Freddie Mac, their computer systems. Their computer reads your data and then spits out to us and says it's approved. Or it doesn't say you're denied. It says you're referred.
Yeah.
So if it says approved, it just gives us a punch list and says here you have to validate this stuff. Susan said she makes 60 grand. Well, we validate it by pay stubs and W-2s.
Mm-hmm.
Susan has, you know, $12,000 in the bank. We validate it with a bank statement.
Yep.
So that's that part of it. Okay, let's go down this avenue. So the difference between a pre-qualification, which I hate because
I
it really
it.
Doesn't give you can't buy a cup of coffee with
it's
the thing,
waste of space.
And a pre-approval.
Yeah.
What are they?
The biggest difference between a pre-qual and a pre-approval is a credit pull. Prequal, a credit pull is not done. You basically are going based upon what the borrower calls you and says, hey, I earned this amount of money. My credit's a 650 and I've got $5,000 to put down. And then you can pre-qual them based upon that information. Pre-approval is when we actually take all of that information in addition to date of birth, social, pull credit, and obviously then we can tell them exactly what we can qualify them for.
And why we hate doing the, you know, you hate it's having your credit step. Pulled, yeah. But on our side of it, you give us a credit score, and you say, Dan, Jay, right. My credit score is 620.
Yeah.
If you follow me on YouTube, if you follow the show, if you listen to my podcast, you have over 30 different credit scores. Which one is it? Because they can vary. How many times do you pull credit? We get the mortgage score from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Right.
How many times? They never match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
There's a variation there. I've seen it up to like 100 points.
Oh, yeah. I just saw it yesterday.
So,
you know, the client was upset because their high was a 780. Their low was a 593.
Right. That's it's huge. Nuts. So if that person just goes to the one of the right. whatever and just says, you know, the Discover card comes back and says, you have a 650 credit right. score. Well, if we pull your credit and it's a 580,
right.
if you paid attention to Jason's first segment, the credit criteria to qualify for a loan on a conventional loan, you need a 620 credit score.
Yep.
FHA 580. So you come back to us and you say, I have a 650 credit score. We pull it and it's a 610.
Right.
You can't. And we pre-qualified you as a conventional. That paper is a piece of junk.
Changes
now.
Everything.
You don't qualify for a conventional.
Right.
You don't even. It's not even possible because the minimum credit score is 620.
I tell everyone that's a wasted step in pre-qualifying. Yeah.
So basically, that's the difference between the pre-qualifications and the pre-approvals. So basically, the whole thing is what we're trying to say is don't be fearful. You know, like Stevie G was telling us, fear. You know, we all fear something. But if your fear is being rejected for a mortgage, please don't be.
Call us.
It's not embarrassing. You know, it's us. We all have lives. I've hit bottom, you know, 10 years ago. Thank God I found the radio station and I started doing this. And I look at myself now as, and I was listening to a radio show the other day on 1160. And the guy said, if you teach people or educate people, you're a minister. So I was contemplating, you know, the mortgage ministry, you know, I know that's kind of corny, but you know, what we try to do with the radio station, this isn't an infomercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're basically saying we're here to help you. If you're looking for assistance, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. There's no, don't be embarrassed on anything. Our guidance is there. I just looked up before I got in the studio. How many times in the Bible does it say, don't be misinformed? There's thousands of times it's in there. So please don't be misinformed by false information. Call us and get the facts. So that's all I got to say. So, Jay, great having you today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Tell them about you, the Frio team, and how to get a hold of us.
Jason Nobles. I am, like I said, part of the Frio team. I typically focus more on the FHA side of our business, but I do everything from start to finish. Number to reach us at 844-775 Loan, LOAN. Give us a call. You know, if you've got fear whether or not you need to continue renting or not, or if you had a BK a couple of years ago or a foreclosure, just give us a call.
Yeah, and if your rates...
Take 5-10 minutes.
The rates are phenomenal right now, so if your rate's over 4.5%, give us a call. We might be able to help you there. So God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in again, giving us this opportunity to be with you. We look forward to having you or seeing you same time, same place next time. God bless. See you then.
Thanks, guys.